Stark differences from the north to the south as planting season is in full swing. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. And our chief meteorologist, Ryan Martin, wants you to vacation with him. You can explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria together this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com and be sure to enter the keyword Ag Today. After much success in 2025, we've brought back our Crop Tour Tuesdays for 2026. Planting is well underway now in Indiana. Monday's USDA Crop Progress Report showed corn planting at 14% complete, while Indiana soybeans are 19% complete. This puts us well ahead of the five-year averages of 3% for both corn and soybeans. A lot of that progress is happening in the southern part of the state, and that's where we'll start our Crop Tour Tuesday. Du Bois County farmer J.R. Reisner discusses his progress.
It's been one of the fastest planting seasons we've ever had. It's been very hot and dry in early April here. It's allowed us to get planting done at a very quick pace. Currently, we are done with corn. We finished corn late last week. We have less than 10% of our soybeans yet to go. Could definitely use some rain as we go through the growing season here. Things continue to be extremely dry and definitely looking for some rain. Currently, we probably have about 60% of our crop emerged, which is definitely far ahead of what we're used to in this part of the state for this time of year.
Thankfully, Reisner was able to keep up with the planting pace along with his duties serving on the Indiana Corn Growers Association and the National Corn Growers Association boards of directors. As we head north on our crop tour, let's stop in Wingate, Indiana, and hear from Ryan Rippey. He farms in Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Fountain counties.
We got off to a pretty good start last week. Got about a third of the corn and beans in before the rain. We got a little bit of burn down spraying done too. So had the weekend off with the rain and looking forward to some sunny weather this week and hopefully to get back at it.
So things sound pretty good so far. But we haven't hit far northern Indiana yet, and we'll do that next on this Crop Tour Tuesday on Hoosier Ag Today.
I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butcher Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Welcome back to Crop Tour Tuesday on HAT. Denise Scarborough farms in La Crosse in northern Indiana's LaPorte County. In her update she provided to Hoosier Ag Today yesterday, she says it's been a bit tough to get the planter going.
We actually were able to plant a little bit of beans, mostly just to get the bean planter out and get all the kinks to work out of it. But we have been extremely wet in northwest Indiana this time of year and haven't had anything else. And we've actually gotten really cold again. We had a pretty good freeze overnight into this morning. Looks like the weather might start turning around. Maybe we can get some work done. But what looks like was going to be a good week is now looking to shape up to have a little bit of thunderstorms on Tuesday. So hopefully that stays away and we can start getting some seeds in the ground and really hoping that we have a turnaround and can see some warmer weather going forward and no more frost.
That's the story at the state level. Nationally, corn planting is ahead of the five-year average pace at 11% planted. Soybeans also ahead of that pace at 12%. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.